الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب هذا الوقت
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. As we know, we passed through the blessed days of Ramadan, and these blessed days, we know the virtues of these blessed days. We know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these days to us in order for us to reflect and to inculcate within ourselves the quality of taqwa, the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi would say, that forgetting something is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if a person goes through a really difficult time in his life and he was to remember this time throughout his life, then he wouldn't be able to function. He wouldn't be able to do his daily tasks. He wouldn't be able to live because of the remembrance of this very difficult, hard time. Similarly, if a woman, when she gives birth, a mother when she gives birth, if she was to remember the pains of birth and the difficulties that she goes through at the time of birth throughout her life, she would never want a child again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite grace, has even allowed the human being to forget. But there are also times when forgetting isn't a positive trait, isn't a positive thing. For example, if we are going through a time of days in our life where they are very blessed days, and we, out of our neglectfulness, heedlessness, we forget the blessedness of these days, then a person, like we know and like we experience, will start off really strong, and through the middle may dwindle, and then finish really slowly. So this is where, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that remind, for reminders are beneficial for believers. So we have to constantly, individually, as a collective, remind ourselves of these blessed days, of these blessed moments, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to benefit. How, or am I benefiting from these days? Am I making the most of these days? What do I need to do in order to remain on track? What helps me remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What helps me maintain my progress and my progression? So if we evaluate, inshallah, 10 days almost have passed of the month of Ramadan, 1/3, 33% of the month of Ramadan has gone, 2/3 remain. This time next week, over half will have been gone. So we need to review periodically to see where we are. Where do we stand? Am I still consistent with my salah? Am I still waking up for suhoor early and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those special moments? Am I making dua at the time of iftar? Have I become forgetful and heedless and neglectful of certain portions during the day? How much Quran am I reciting? What am I doing in terms of other ibadat, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I the first day when I recited, when I read Taraweeh, then the same vigor and the same determination that I had, is it the same right now? And for some of us, we may need a reminder, daily reminder. We wake up in the morning, we need to remind ourselves, it's the month of Ramadan. For some of us, every 2 days, every 3 days. For some of us, maybe weekly. But the reality is that we all need reminders because we're all human beings. Every single one of us needs a reminder. And every single one of us needs to be reminded. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we make the most of this blessed month. And at the end of the month, when this month leaves us, then we can say hand on heart that I tried my best. I could have done more, but I tried my best and I reminded myself and I worked hard in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain the blessings of this blessed month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make the most of this blessed month. Similarly, this is a month where it's a month of generosity. We know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very generous in this month. Now, for us, alhamdulillah, there are many projects where we can give our, we can spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One being our local masjid. Our local masjid, sometimes we forget our local masjid because it's right before us, right? And we don't need the need. We don't know the need of our local masjid. So just to briefly explain, many have seen the plans. it's all based on need, and when the need arises, and it's a phased project based on advice from architects and planning consultants. But at the moment, the need is for the maktab. The maktab is the cornerstone of our society. Our young children, they come, they study, it's a means of the protection of the iman. We are a product of the maktab. Many of us here will be a product of our maktab, the maktab system that we have in our locality, across the country as well, but specifically in our locality. So at the moment, there's a need for classrooms. And as we know the site, then below here and across adjacent to this part of the building, there's units. There were units that were on rent, and there was a rental income that would come about £4,000 a month. Now, obviously, these have had to be vacated in order for the next phase of the project to be put into action. Right? And it's still in the planning, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it successful. So the next phase is the renovation of the classrooms below. For who? For the children. For the children to come, for our children to come, to learn about deen, to learn about the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this can, it's our opportunity to make our akhirah. If I can just ask the brothers to stand up and just fill in the gaps. There's a lot of brothers waiting at the back, and just make this off whilst I speak. So we have the opportunity to invest in our hereafter. We have an opportunity to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of... So when we give, we are not doing a favor to the institute. We are not doing a favor to anybody. We're doing a favor to ourselves. Because the ultimate reality is that we will realize the benefit of this in the hereafter. You will realize the benefit of this spending in the hereafter. So for this, obviously this month is a month of giving. We make intentions, we make some actions as well, as much as we can give as we leave the masjid. But also, one other thing is that something that's consistent, أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, that in terms of the most blessed and beloved act towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which, even it's small, but it's consistent. So if we, at the moment, we have around 200 or so standing orders, ranging from £5 all the way to £40, £50 a month. So if we are able to, whatever is within our means, £1, £2, £3, £10, £15, £30 a month, that we can commit to. So we take a standing order form, and we set it up in the month of Ramadan, with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we started it in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase our reward. So we, whatever is within our means, there's no limit, lower limit or higher limit, however much we can give. So we know that we are supporting our local organization, our local masajid, our local makatib, in terms of for the betterment of our hereafter. And if anybody wants to know more, then the brothers will be available as well at the back of the masjid after the salah, after the Jumu'ah salah. It's an opportunity for us. We need to change the mindset. We are giving for ourselves. We are giving so that Allah will recompensate us in the hereafter and in this world. And there are many ahadith, and we have heard many of the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are verses of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins us to give. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu anfiqu. So many places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enjoin us to give. Now we have the opportunity to give, and if we have the wealth, we have the means, then we give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us again, once again, to consistently remind ourselves. Remind each other. You know, tell our friends, our family at home, it's the month of Ramadan. Tell the children, it's the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan. Over and over again. Why? The azma, yani the greatness of this month then sets into our heart. Why do we think that it's great? Because of our pious predecessors, our forefathers. They consistently remind us, Ramadan was a different time. We need to protect this. We need to protect this whole ethos and this understanding of the month of Ramadan. The only way we can do this is if we remind ourselves and we pass it on to the next generation and to the generation after that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and guide us. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على salah hayya 'alal falah hayya 'alal falah Allahu akbar Allahu akbar La ilaha illallah
Alhamdulillah ahmaduhu subhanahu wa ashkuruhu ala ni'matil iman wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-kiram wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd fattaqullah معاشر المؤمنين واعلموا أنه قد نزل بساحتكم شهر رمضان شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان شهر تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة وتغلق أبواب النار وتسلسل الشياطين فيه ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وفاز بليلة القدر يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم ربنا تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان خصوصا في غزة وفي سودان يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله